Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 463305 through check 463368. Warrants 7671 through 7677. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, April 26, 2021, and executive session minutes for April 26, 2021.
Last week we asked about listening to audio. Do you know, was that ever done? What's that?
It was last week.
Okay, thank you. That's right, we found out that was what was, Devin found the contract, bro. Yeah. That's right. Sorry, thank you. I didn't see anything on this, did you guys?
I'm okay with them.
I'm good.
Move to approve regular session minutes for April 26th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for April 26th, 2021.
Second.
Got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Discussion for renewal of the sewer sales tax.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Just for the record, state my name and title. I'm Brad Albritton, the Canyon County Sewer District Administrator. With me today is John Suti of the Environmental Services Department, representatives from some of the municipalities in the county, Hollister, Rockaway, and Branson, as well as Jonas Argus from the Taney County Partnership. We're here today to discuss the renewal of the Taney County Sewer Sales Tax. I want to give a brief history of the tax and talk about the renewal, and then I will turn it over to John to speak about his program, the sewer tax fund, and then the municipalities would like to say a few words, and Jonas as well. The sewer sales tax in Taney County was approved by the voters for the first time in 1993, initially for 10 years at a level of 0.5% on sales in the county.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wesley.
You want to start over?
Sure. Here today, my name is Brad Albritton of the Taney County Sewer District, here with John Suti of Environmental Services, some representatives of the municipalities in the county, and Jonas Argus of the Taney County Partnership. We're here to discuss the renewal of the sewer tax today. The sewer sales tax was approved by the voters in the county in 1993, initially for 10 years at a level of 0.5%. The tax was renewed in 2000 for an additional 20 years past the original sunset date, and that gives us a current sunset of September 30th of 2023, just a little over 2 years away. To date, the sewer sales tax has generated just over $170 million from its inception. And today, the current balance of the sewer sales tax fund is approximately $7.6 million as of the end of last month. That's over $160 million spent on sewer improvements in the county just from the sewer sales tax alone. The sewer sales tax is primarily used to bring central sewer collection and treatment to areas of the county that are served by individual on-site septic systems or smaller treatment facilities, as well as improve and upgrade existing sewer infrastructure throughout the county, including its municipalities. To date, thousands of on-site septic systems and dozens of small treatment facilities have been eliminated, all because of the sewer sales tax. Taney County is also proud to own and operate a state-of-the-art biosolids facility that treats the area's sewer sludge and keeps hundreds of trucks off the road applying sludge to fields annually, and provides a safe byproduct that can be used in farming and gardening, all of which was made possible by the sewer sales tax. Almost every sewer customer in the county including municipalities, experiences a lower sewer rate than what would be realized if the tax was not in place, and this is a great blessing to our county residents. The tourism in our county is also a great blessing, but the tourism does put a burden on our sewer infrastructure in the county, and it's shown that the tourism contributes a large amount of revenue to the sewer tax, all of which helps keep our waters, lakes, and streams clean and enjoyable. Tentatively, we have discussed the renewal of the sewer sales tax to be put on the August 3rd ballot this year. And to do that, this county commission must certify to the state of Missouri by May 25th of this month that election. Would now like to turn it over to John Suti to come up and talk a little bit about his programs.
Thank you, Brad. Yeah, you know, back in 1993, when we were able to get this on the ballot the first time, we had some areas in Taney County that basically there's no better way to describe them as they basically cesspools. And one of those was on Acacia Club Road down there on Short Creek, great neighborhood and everything, but had the package treatment plant down there that was about 75% overloaded, pumping wastewater, basically very partially treated, would be stretching it some up a quarter mile up Short Creek to get into the more or less stringent discharge limitations. Then all that wastewater was coming right back down into Lake Taneycomo. So that's just one area when we got into this that was in dire need of something. And so it's so thankful that we had the sales tax, because we tried to pass bond issues, and the sewer rates at that time, this is back in 1989, 91 time frame, was looking at, you know, $60 to $70 a month. And that was because you had to retire the construction debt to build these systems, plus you had to have a maintenance fee to maintain them. And those combined was more than what the public at that time wanted to bear. And so they're, you know, they just couldn't get a bond issue passed. So thankfully the sales tax came along. But to try to list all the benefits that the sales tax has done for the county and the citizens and the incorporated areas, it would be hard to do. There's just been so many great things to come out of the sewer sales tax. But my part in this nowadays is on the on-site program. And the best way to get the wastewater issue under control is public sewer, as Brad's trying to do, and get these public sewer systems built and the incorporated areas, you know, doing the maintenance and keeping their systems up in pristine condition. That's been a long ways to help that. But what I do is the on-site program and trying to ensure that people get good septic systems in the ground when they build in Taney County. And you can see by some of the pictures I left up there, we have some failing septic systems that's another part that I do is the enforcement of trying to get those repaired and fixed. And those, unfortunately, there's a lot more out there than I'd like to imagine that I haven't even found yet. But so we've got a long ways to go. So I do hope that the sales tax can be re-voted again by the citizens of Taney County. And then we also have the pump-out program, which we pumped out about 3,000 septic tanks so far since we've been. This is our seventh year now in that program. And that's done a lot of good in helping us create the environment where we can engage the citizens and explain to them the importance of maintaining their septic systems and stuff like that. So I'm basically trying to hold the line until Brad can get public sewers to these areas. But with some location of where some of these people are at, they'll never have public sewer. You know, I hate to say that, but, you know, Brown Branch, some of these extreme areas out there probably won't have it for quite a while. But we can still make sure that they put in a good septic system that's going to do its job to protect the environment and serve the people that it was installed to serve. So that's another part of what I do, which is just a small part of all the sewer sales tax and the good that it's done. But it's been a great thing for the county. Other counties would give their eye teeth to have what we've got, to have that sales tax. I've heard that many times.
Certainly would. Yeah. I should expound just a little that the sewer district's primary focus is to sewer the unincorporated areas of the county. That's what we do. We're currently completing four pretty good-sized projects, some of which have some additional phases that will be completed in the next very few years, Venice on the Lake and Turkey Creek. And then we have updated our master plan just a little over a year ago, and it has well over $100 million worth of future sewer projects to be completed in the county. As John's mentioning, the septic systems that are still failing and having issues in certain areas where there's just not central sewer, eventually we hope to get to most of those.
The biggest problem I see out there on the septic tank enforcement is that people know they have a problem, but these systems are so expensive to repair and replace. I mean, we're talking anywhere from $8,000 to $25,000, $30,000, depending on your soil conditions. And people just don't have the money. And that's a struggle that we try to get through, and some of them find it somewhere. Some of them, they struggle along, you know, but that's the biggest hurdle I have in trying to work with people to get their systems fixed, is they just don't have the money to do it. And so that's tough sometimes.
But, John, on the positive note, what you furnished by the pump-out program through the sewer sales tax, it makes it everyone in Taney County is benefiting from the sewer sales tax.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes. Yeah, that's a good point, great point.
John oversees the municipality's use of the sewer sales tax. All the municipalities in Taney County can apply for projects annually and get approved for various types of projects. There are some municipalities here today, City of Hollister, City of Branson, City of Rockaway. So would you all like to say a few words? And Mr. Rick?
Certainly, I think it goes without saying that the sewer sales tax is universally accepted as one of the positive things that we need to continue to do. If we are a viable leisure travel destination and it looks like we're growing the way we are, we're going to have people help us pitch in and do that. That sales tax does that. So certainly the City of Hollister has benefited significantly from that. We'll continue to benefit from that, and we would encourage that. We would encourage the August 25th date. We would encourage leaving the tax fundamentally as it is, without amendments or without changing rates or dates or those kinds of things. Sunset, 20 years. So I think that's all very, very positive, and just add our voice to everybody else's.
When it was voted on last time, we had a Proposition A and a Proposition B. And I would suggest you look at Proposition A, that no longer is Proposition B necessary, and make it simpler for the voters. That's just my input.
Yeah, our attorney has looked into that previously and has mentioned that if, when the vote happens, if B is left off, then it expires at the end of the current term of the tax.
And we would support that. Thank you.
This is Ms. Jane Clark from the City of Rockaway Beach.
Morning, Brady.
Morning.
Morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
Thank you for giving us the time to come up and speak this morning. I'm speaking on behalf of Rockaway. We would like to say that we have appreciated the support from the Commission and the Sewer District, that Rockaway Beach has benefited tremendously. And without it, I don't believe that Rockaway Beach would excel into the future, which is what we're working on every day, is try to promote Rockaway Beach in a better light, and this tax has helped that. I don't think without the tax that Rockaway Beach would have been able to grow or prosper. So I just want to say how much we support it and how much we appreciate it. And with my years in the Taney County, the tax has been so beneficial all the way for everyone who's needed it. So we are definitely in support in the of the expiring of Prop B. Thank you.
We have Mr. Kendall Powell from the City of Branson.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning. And I wanted to come over here and express our thanks to